It's the greatest general knowledge showdown in Gauteng. Go to 702.co.za to enter the 2020 Dis-Chem Brain of 702.
11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and the weird and wonderful starts now. My guest is Ian Dobson. He is the founder of the organization Truth Keepers. Ian, thank you very much for coming through. Really appreciate you coming through. We started a conversation and we didn't finish, and I really appreciate you coming through so that perhaps we might get closer to finishing. But I know that these aren't conversations that end. They are ongoing conversations. For those who don't know who and what Truth Seekers are, could you please give us that information? Because I had a lot of people wanting to get in touch with you. Who are you? What are you all about?
Yes. Good evening. Thank you very much for having me on this evening. Before I forget, I'd like to say hello to my wonderful wife, Sandra, and my two beautiful daughters, Dana and Michaela. Michaela is with us in the studio this evening.
Hello, Mama. Go ahead, man.
Truth Seekers before me was started by a wonderful lady by the name of Jenny Buerta, who lives in Greymont in Johannesburg. We started in the year 2007. I only joined Truth Seekers in 2015 or 2014.
Oh, so you were the founder.
Not really, no.
Right. Okay.
No.
All right. Sorry, I kept on saying that. My apologies. Go ahead.
Jenny was the start of a group called UFO SA, and we changed the name to Truth Seekers. She's a wonderful lady who is dedicated to the research of UFOs and related subjects.
Will you get her here one of these days?
Yes, we could.
Mm. Wonderful. I'd love to talk to her.
It is her passion for the subject that has laid the foundations for the establishment of our group in the early years. Some of our members in the early years, even before 2007, were closely affiliated with a very famous lady by the name of Elizabeth Clara, who passed away now in 1994. What makes Elizabeth so fantastic is that she lived in the Drakensberg and claims that she was visited by an extraterrestrial with the name of Akon from the Alpha Centauri star system, which is the nearest star
Isn't
to us.
A song singer who's
Yes, also, but that's another lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
She wrote an autobiography called Beyond the Light Barrier, which became a famous, famous book. And yes, I'd just like to say hello to all the truth seekers out there who are listening this evening. We think of Regine, Jenny Gillis, Maureen, Janine and Gary, Nikki.
Hello, truth seekers.
Nikki and Brian. Thanks, Nikki, for your help. Charlotte, Desmond from the Theosophical Society, Paul and Vivian, Sue and Albert, you're still part of us. Inna, Denise, Carolyn, Jeff, Margie, Rian, and so many others. Thanks for listening this evening.
Are they listening right now?
They are.
They're hey, Truth Seekers! What's happening, Truth Seekers? Yeah, we're going to get the truth right now, man. Hey, Truth Seekers. Rebels, man. You guys are rock and roll. All right, that's very cool.
So our contact details to get hold of us, we've got a wonderful website called Truth Seekers, www.truthseekers.joburg. And our dedicated cell number is 083-880-2378. We'd love to hear from you in 702 land. My email, venus196777@icloud.com. So our next event at Truth Seekers is the 7th of March, and we'll be watching a documentary called The Cosmic Secret by David Wilcock and Corey Good, and we'll talk about that as well.
We're trying to get David Wilcock on the show.
Wow.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. If you can maybe pull some strings, maybe.
I'll try.
Yeah?
I'll try.
Absolutely. I love this. Look, I'm intrigued by this kind of stuff.
Yes.
I really am.
Yes.
I want to go back to one of the things that you said. Sorry, are you done?
I just want to say that we're also having a movie that we're going to analyze at the Theosophical Society. That's on the 22nd of February, called Logan's Run, and we'll be talking about that. But please feel free to come visit us. It's free of charge. We invite all 702 listeners to come. If you're not doing anything on Saturday afternoon, come along. Maybe you'll make some new friends. All our details are on our website, truthseekers.joburg.
All right, Ian. So last week we had a conversation, and I think at some point it went into the fact that we even talked about the movie The Matrix. And you made mention of the fact that in the movie, which was made prior to 2011, I think, yeah?
Yeah, it was made in 1999.
Yes.
Yes.
You made mention of a character in the movie, Neo. The main character, Mr. Anderson.
Mm. Keanu Reeves, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's the name of the actor. And in the movie, the guy has a passport, and the end or the what?
Yes.
What was the story there?
The expiry date on that passport, and it's on the web. You can go and take a look at images on Google. Is 9/11/2001 the expiry date, which is a prophecy of the Twin Towers coming down, because that came down in 2001.
Wow. So I got a lot of emails, people saying, well, that's true. I actually went to go and check it, you know, and people did check it, and it's true. How do you get to the point that it was actually a prophecy of that tragic event?
I mean,
there's the date, I get it.
Yes, yes.
But how do you then connect that to be a prophecy of that tragic event known as 9/11?
Well, there are powers at play that are unbeknown to us. You must remember the owners of the Hollywood studios and the films are incredibly intelligent, bright people, and they are in the know. Whereas the majority of us are not, they are in the know. And they even know things that are about to happen in the future through supernatural contact.
Supernatural contact?
Yes.
Supernatural contact?
Supernatural.
Mm. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I don't believe that the future is uncertain. The future is very certain. And there are beings out there, much higher than us, who know the future. From their perspective, they know what is going to happen.
And these oaks is talking to the oaks in
exactly.
Hollywood?
They sneak it in. Little things like that. Even in The Matrix, where Neo sees the black cat twice. Remember
yes.
the black cat
comes
past twice.
Yeah, the whole issue about deja vu.
He says, I saw the cat twice.
Yeah.
Now, in life, in this matrix that we are living in, every now and then you're going to get a wake-up call that something is out of place. Something is not like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that is forces from the outside talking to you.
Ah, I see. So probably need to have a conversation about premonitions.
Premonitions, yes.
And deja vu.
Oh, yes.
And all of that kind of stuff. All right. Let's go back to the conversation that we started off with last week about symbols. And I read a quote that you sent me in a few moments ago where Confucius says, signs and symbols rule the world, not words nor laws. And I made the comment earlier on that sometimes we think that South Africa and maybe other parts of the world are ruled and run by constitutions. They're run by our elected officials and politicians. You saying no?
Yes.
You saying yes? You saying no?
No, I'm saying I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, we can get into that. I thought of doing That Power, if you want me to do it.
What is That Power?
So that Power is a music video that came out in 2013, done by Justin Bieber and Will.i.am.
Okay.
And maybe I can use that as a springboard.
Sure,
into,
go for it.
Go for that, yeah. Well, this music video, 2013, is quite old.
Yeah.
But packed with symbolism, levels of meaning that will blow your mind when you really understand it.
Yeah.
It makes more sense if you actually saw the video or watched the video.
Yeah.
But it starts off with this blue car coming onto the scene.
Yeah.
And notice the colors, blue and red. Blue and red is very, very important. In media, in advertising, you will see blue and red come up a lot.
Yeah, we got a lot of blue and red here.
Exactly.
Blue, red, yeah.
Think of Capitec, blue and red.
Yeah.
The blue and red has got to do with two triangles. This is deep symbolism. The blue triangle is a downward one. The red one is an upward one. Blue is for the feminine. Red is for the masculine. It is water and fire coming together. It's bringing these forces together, blue and red. And when they come together, they make what's called the Star of David. Before it was the Star of David, it was called Solomon's Seal, which is the hexagram. And this is the reason for the blue and red that you see over there.
Yeah.
But this guy that comes in the blue car is different to everybody else. He's otherworldly. He's not from this world. And the whole world, these cars following him, following this fancy blue car. All men follow him like a Pied Piper. He dances and they follow.
Yeah.
And then he climbs out of the car and you see him for the first time. And what he's dressed in, this is Will I Am acting this,
yeah,
is very Jewish, a Jewish sort of look, a rabbinical look.
Yes.
the attire and everything. Look at the hat.
Yeah.
That hat is satin shaped. Remember I said last time that the Judaic faith, Judaism, is very much linked to Saturn. Everything yeah. about Judaism is linked to Saturn.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention last time about Saturn, on the North Pole of the planet Saturn, there is this huge hexagon shape. It's a huge storm that's raging on the planet of Saturn.
Right.
Each side is 14,500 kilometers. And this hexagon shape is where we get the cube from. You can act, it's a three-dimensional representation on a 2D plane
yeah.
of the cube. And that's why the cube is so important. In the Jewish faith there, the very sign of Saturn is on the flag. This three-pointed, two triangles in one Solomon's seal is actually the symbol for Saturn. And there we have the black cube. On the rabbinicals, when they pray, they have a little black cube that they place on the forehead. And that black cube represents Saturn again on the Jewish faith.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
All these symbols are linked to Saturn. The black cube, like we spoke about last time, the all-seeing eye is linked to Saturn. This star is a sign of Saturn that did the Star of David. And the old man, especially in the movie Lord of the Rings, you see the old man. The old man represents Saturn as well.
I'm worried you're going to tell me that the KFC guy, what's his name? what's his name again? Colonel Saunders. That he's also a symbol of Saturn. Are you serious? Are you going to go there?
Well, you see, in The Matrix, who was the architect? Remember the architect in that room filled with TVs? He was an old man with a beard, all right? He's like the God figure. He is the father of time, the architect of everything.
Yes.
And he's an old man. So whenever you see that, it's that symbol. Whether the KFC is related to that, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so he comes and then six men climb out of their cars following the one in the front in the blue car. And they all look the same with this rabbinical dress. And now we've got seven guys. The one is the leader and the six that are following. He comes out of a tunnel representing, well, this is actually quite deep. It's got to do with the beast in Revelations coming out of the earth, the dragon who comes out of the earth. And with him, he has the cube. And he places, it's all in the music video, he places the cube on the ground because it represents the four elements. And then a little triangle or pyramid on the side begins to turn because the pyramid is what controls the cube. And then all of a sudden, out of the cube comes a hologram who is Justin Bieber. Now, Justin Bieber is actually representing the image because the beast brings forth the image. Now, the image is AI. The image is the artificial intelligence. It's the internet. It's technology. That's what it is. But it has an awareness, all right, which is not like us, but yet there is a consciousness there. So what is this image thing? And the image sings, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. The beast gives power and life to the image. Now, in Revelation 13:15, it says, he, the beast, had power to give life unto the image. So Will I Am is playing the role of the beast, gives life to the image. And the image then can speak, all right? And he sings, I can fly, I can fly, I can fly. What he's talking about there is he can fly on the airwaves and he reaches your homes. He can come into your very living room, your cell phone, your laptop, your computer. So the image speaks to us through technology and through AI. Once again, in the movie, there's a lot of these triangles, this music video, the fire and the water coming together. Yeah, we see females walking on the side, showing you the connection between male and female. the triangles coming together.
Let me ask you this question. I see how what you are saying can be interpreted in the way that you are interpreting it now, and how it makes sense.
It makes sense
in the way that you are explaining it now. But are you saying to me that the millions and millions of Will I Am followers and Justin Bieber followers understand this symbolism?
No. Right? Maybe
if they don't understand the symbolism as you explain it,
why are they doing it?
What is the purpose of
exactly
the symbolism that is not understood by the consumers of these videos?
It's got to do with the subconscious. On a conscious level, people don't get it, don't understand. But this stuff is sneaking into us, filtering into us on a subconscious level. It's the psyche that links us all together. There is an awareness going on. And it's for this very reason, they are pushing it into people,
into the subconscious.
For conditioning, for manipulation and control of the masses.
All right. So all of the people that are watching, you know, Will I Am and his team dancing in the video. Sorry, I actually logged on to the video as you were talking to see it.
Oh, great.
And yes, I see the rabbinical dress. I see, you know, the black sort of suit, the hat. I see that. I'm intrigued by the fact that in the prayers of rabbis, you see that
the black cube
on the forehead.
Yes.
I remember last week you speaking about the fact that there is in the Islamic faith where the guys in Mecca are
around the Kaaba.
What do they call it?
The Kaaba.
And you also made reference to the fact that it is a cube. And
when I checked,
it is a cube shape.
Yes.
So I'm seeing these symbols, and I'm hearing how you connect them.
Yes.
Right?
But and there's still a but.
Yeah, here's the but.
Yeah.
The but is, yeah, you know, Ian, sure, you and your buddies with your babooti and your and your milk dad, you guys get together. You've made all of this up. It's intriguing. It's great. Yeah. But what? For what purpose, man? I mean, you know, so Justin Bieber comes out of a hologram that came from another cube. Saturn.
There we go.
And he is the image. And yes, there's a reference in terms of the way that you interpret it to a biblical sort of prophecy of the beast, and the image gives them power to speak. And I hear all of that stuff.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant how you've put it together. It's either true or it's BS.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So for what purpose? To condition us for what purpose? For what?
You must understand that the human race is heading somewhere. There is this preparation, this whatever's going on, has been started very, very long time ago. We're talking millennia. It's been started by groups like the Illuminati. And they are heading towards something. And all this, movies, music, videos, adverts, everything is conditioning the human mind, the human psyche, for this eventuality that's going to happen in the future. Something major is going to happen in the future.
I'd love to watch you interpret a video for Matorokisi, but that's for another day. That's just for another day. Please give us a call, 011-883-0702. Have you watched this video? Yeah?
That Power by Will I Am.
It's called what? That Power.
That Power. The power of the cube.
Give us a call. 011-883-072. What do you make of this, okay? What do you make of the stuff he's telling us? I am looking at the video right now. Yeah? Let's talk a little bit about because I found that to be quite interesting. I'm a little bit of a I love to talk about politics now and again, and I look at world events and so forth. And it's not really new to hear of the story of the Illuminati and the Freemasons and all of those kinds of things that you've talked about. In fact, I've interviewed Freemasons and so forth, who've been quite forthright sometimes about some of the things that they've been asking, been saying. But I'm interested to find out from you.
Mm-hmm.
about this quote that you gave me, that Confucius said that it's the symbols that run the world. And who runs the world and how?
Exactly. Well, to quote a famous prime minister, his name is Benjamin Disraeli from 1868. He was the first prime minister of England. He said these words, "The world is run by very different people than what we have been led to believe." Everything about this world is different to what you think it is. Nothing is as it seems. There is always a deeper message behind everything. It is not sovereign countries that rule the world, but powerful families that rule through powerful organizations who in their turn rule the world. These families, presidents, prime ministers, kings, all bow down and submit their authority to these families. In a word, they have many names because they have many names, and they also have no names because they don't want to be known. These are the people that operate in the shadows. Anonymity is their friend and their power. And so you'll never see them. You'll only see their puppets who are in the limelight. The elite, let's call them the elite. They are the top 1% that rule this world. The elite, the very rich, the most powerful. They are the real people who rule this world. The Illuminati is one name that you can give them. They also rule through secret organizations, such as Freemasons, of course. Freemasonry plays a role like never before. In the American history, you'll see that 13 out of the 39 men that signed the U.S. Constitution were Freemasons. 14 of the 45 presidents of America are Freemasons. Here in South Africa, a guy by the name of Pretorius, Wilhelm Pretorius, he was the first prime minister of the old Zuid-Afrikaanse Republiek in 1855. He's the one who moved the capital from Potchefstroom to Pretoria, and he was an ardent Freemason. The American...
I've got to tell you, I've heard a lot of people say to me that if you go to the Union buildings, the Houses of Parliament, you look at the building, you look at the architecture, you look at the symbolism there's a lot of Masonic symbolism there, very similar to that which was what you see in Washington. Some people have even suggested that the architect who built or was responsible for the Union building, Sir Herbert Baker, was himself a Masonic, a Freemason. Yeah. The thing is that he's also the guy that designed the school that I went to.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little bit worried here. But that's fine.
Yeah.
You're saying to me in a nutshell that the institutions, the organizations that we see,
mm-hmm.
Our political parties, the people that run them, the statements that they make, are actually of no consequence if they don't serve the will of the elite.
The elite.
The 1%.
Yes.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And as you say, this is either true or it's not true.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's either true.
Yeah.
If it's true, then we've got to be seriously worried.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
it's probably not.
Well, you see, the more you delve into it and the more the research you do into it, it's like a big puzzle that you're busy putting together. And the more you see how much of this is true, it really shocks you. Your hair stands up. Freemasonry in one form or another has played a role in almost every government that was founded in the world. But now, like every organization, every secret society, there is a good side and a bad side. And in Freemasonry, we're not talking about your lodge down the road that you see. These guys that you see in your normal neighborhood, they're actually doing very good work. They are involved in charity work and so on. They are what are called the Blue Lodges. And that's not the groups that are ruling the world. the guys that are really ruling the world.
The Blue Lodge is like Rotary, like Lions. Rotary,
yeah, that's linked to Freemasonry, yes. Yeah. They call the Blue Lodges. But the guys that are ruling the world, that are involved in world affairs, are what are called the Red Lodges. Here we have the blue and red again.
The male and the female.
Yes.
Hey!
And so you get the York and the Scottish Rites, York from England and the Scottish Rites. Scotland is very, very big into Freemasonry.
Yes. And I've got friends who are Freemasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they are the ones.
That are Scottish.
The Grand Royal Arch Lodge in New York, for instance, these are the guys that really influence and manipulate governments in the world.
And I thought you were going to go into Arabic. Somebody said to me that there is a very strong Masonic presence in Arabic, sort of. I thought you might go there.
Look, that's part of it. That's definitely part of it. This is a big story. It's massive. You know.
All right.
I'm just pointing out little pieces of it. If we look at the bloodline families, these 1% elite that rule the world, we are talking about the Rothschilds. Rothschild is German for Red Shield. Rothschild, very big into banking. Rothschilds were the first people, the first family to start banking in the world. Rockefellers, the DuPonts. The DuPonts actually came up in a movie called Dark Water, which is in the movie house now, about a chemical scandal. The DuPont family was involved in that. The Astors, the Van Duns, the Onassises, families like this.
Jackie Onassis?
Yes.
Ship Oaks?
Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, definitely. Very much involved.
Okay.
And they rule through organizations such as the Club of Rome. Many of these groups, normal people on the street don't know about them, but it's these organizations that control the world. The Club of Rome is bent on bringing about the New World Order. When they gather, that's what it's all about. The Trilateral Commission, it was founded by David Rockefeller. The United Nations, very big one over there. The Bilderberg Group. Bilderberg Group is very much tied to the Netherlands. And I watched a TV series last night called Ares, A-R-E-S, about a secret society in the Netherlands on Netflix. If you want to know what secret societies are all about, watch this TV series. Another movie.
Ares,
yeah. Another movie you can watch is Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, I've seen
Stanley
Eyes Wide
Kubrick.
Shut. Yeah, with Nicole Kidman.
Nicole and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That mansion where they filmed those scenes was a Rothschild's house, and Stanley
Eyes
Kubrick.
Wide Shut, yeah.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick. Just after that film, it is believed was taken out by the Illuminati.
Why?
For revealing certain things about.
You reckon
the
they're
going
to come take you up, bro?
I'm too small.
All right. Yeah.
Another one is the Royal Institute of International Affairs, started by the Rothschilds in London, and the big one, the Bohemian Society.
Yeah, I've heard
of it. Or the Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
Where the presidents of America and all the politicians and business leaders gather once a year in Northern California to do strange things in front of a 40-foot owl. Some even believe human sacrifices and things like that, but things that normal people aren't allowed to know about, yet our presidents are involved in it.
And our presidents evidence. As well?
The Bohemian Grove is strictly, you know, American-based. There are a few international people there. I don't know, but definitely American-based. Bilderberg is more European-based.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Yeah. 011-883. You won't believe how many people are wanting to speak to you on this stuff on 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. It's not a beer, folks. It's just a cold drink that he's drinking. Woo! This is some intriguing stuff. 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. The weird and the wonderful. Ian Dobson is my guest. He is of Truth Seekers. Can I take a few calls?
Okay.
Let me take a few calls. Lekeng is in Brapan. Lekeng, how are you doing, man?
Alright, Opie.
Itara. What is on your mind?
Okay, let me talk directly to your man.
Sure.
Mr. Dobson.
Yeah, hello.
I'm fine. You know, I used to do some work for the South African government and these things, you know.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The presidency. But that was about 16 years ago, you know.
Tell me the nature of the work you used to do again.
Galactic. I was decrypting the actual communication from the pleading in the Galactic Federation. Is you aware of those?
No, man. What are you talking about? Galactic Federation.
And the Pleiadian.
Pleiadian.
The Pleiades.
The Galactic Federation is a group of extraterrestrials like our United Nations. It's called the Galactic Federation. Based in the Pleiadian star system.
Yeah, emissaries of light.
Is this emissaries of light?
Emissaries of light, yes. The Ashtar Command, yeah. That's right, yes.
Yeah.
And you're saying to me that you used to work for the government and this was a government-funded project for you to decode the conversations that were happening in the what? Palladian
star system, yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm going to shut up now.
Every government is dealing with this, Aubrey. When it comes to intelligence, you know, right now in the world, intelligence is all about this now, you know. I heard he's talking even about Corey Good, you know. It's very interesting. I've heard of that guy also. He was in the 20 and back program, you know, where they do time travel and all that and space travel. But the point I was trying to make is that this is official stuff, you know. The South African government has been involved in this, but like at the intelligence kind of level, you know, very top secret kind of things, you know. But unlimited budget, every.
Surely, okay. And you're saying to me, and what did you do? What did you do? I mean, you opened this can, bro.
Communications, because these guys, they communicate like in these really complicated codes, you know, because some of them, they come from different time zones, and you know, so you need to kind of like apply some mathematics to that. So I was like a math boss, you know, so I was into that, you know.
What is a message that you've received, and what did it say?
The message that I received was about the ancestors, you know. We asked about the ancestors, you know, what do these Galactic Federation say about the ancestors? Because
yes.
In South Africa, we deal with ancestors.
Yes.
So they said that the ancestors are a program, you know.
A program, like an app.
Actually a program, yeah. They're a program. They're not real. It's like an app, you know, which is like part of this emissaries of light, because they use like intermediary kind of like hologramic things. And they've got a lot of influence even in all these cultures, you know, I can talk the whole day.
We can talk the whole day. Listen, we're going to talk the whole day one of these days. It's very intriguing, interesting stuff. Le Keng used to work for the government, and he says this is for real. I know that about Le Keng, that he used to work for the government. I didn't know he was speaking to extraterrestrials. Hey? And you know, Le Keng phones the program quite often and he tells us of some interesting things. Is it true or is it BS, folks? You give me a call and let me know. Chris is in Centurion. Hi, Chris.
Hi there, Aubrey.
Yeah, how's it?
I've been listening to this rubbish for years and years and years, all the way from the early 80s.
You've been listening to this show from the early 80s?
In heavy metal music, and there's a guy called Mark Temperato that used to go around and preach about the evils of heavy metal music and backtracking and all that type of stuff. And also, I've heard also the Illuminati and the Freemason stuff going around and round and round for the last 30 years. And there's no credibility to any of it that's being said, I must be honest. I haven't seen any evidence, any ulterior motives. If there's 1% of the world's population that are actually ruling the world, it's simply because of the finances they've got, not because there's some mysterious alternative agenda. With that much money, they can pretty much do whatever they want anyway.
This is just like intrigue. It's nice, entertaining stuff, but there's nothing to it.
I don't even find that entertaining. I find it extremely boring.
You called in, Chris. You called in. The aliens are stopping Chris's transmission. Chris, turn around, walk around, do something. Spit in the air. Ah, we've lost Chris. Well, Chris thinks there's a bunch of BS. Let's talk to Z in Randburg. Hi, Z.
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, go for it, Z.
Great topic, man.
Thank you.
Cool. I just have one question for your guest. Yeah, I would like to know whether or not he believes we are living in a simulation like movies such as The Matrix suggest.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that last week. Were you listening last week, Z?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. You missed that part of the conversation. But let him repeat what he had to say to us. So Z's asking, are we living in a matrix?
Yes. Yeah? Well, look, I certainly believe that we are living in a matrix, but the matrix that we are living in is extremely sophisticated. The very molecular world that we live in is very real. It's a very real to us. But once you come out of the matrix, once you die and you come out of the matrix, through that circle I spoke about, and that is why when a person dies and they have an afterlife experience, they talk about a tunnel with a circular light at the end, which is interesting because the way of escape out of the cube is through a circle. But once you get into the heavenly realm and you look back on this physical realm, you begin to understand how much of a simulation it really was. But us trapped in the cube, for us, it is a very real experience.
So the cube is the matrix?
The matrix, yes.
Hey, Z, the cube is the matrix, bro.
I knew it. I always knew that.
So you believe this stuff?
100%.
All right, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. But there's a whole bunch of folks that are trying to get into the cube that, as you suggest, preach the cube in various forms, talk about the cube in various forms.
Okay.
The videos that you're talking about seem to suggest, or you seem to be suggesting, are an agenda to get us more au fait and love the cube and what it stands for.
Well, it's like giving us a solution. They're looking for people like Neo. Neo is a person living in the cube who realizes that this is a matrix, that everything around him, there's something wrong. Something's just not quite right with the universe.
I get that feeling a lot now.
I think Morpheus called it a thorn, a prick in the head.
Yeah.
Like you don't know why it's like that. And actually, the intelligent beings on the outside want to know, are the individuals in this cube that can realize it is a cube? And those individuals are special people. They can see that this is a matrix.
The four corners of the world.
Yeah. They can see it and realize that there's something more. And I think they're looking for those individuals.
I had a big debate once with somebody who was saying to me that, why do you keep hearing from various sources, whether it's biblical sources, different religions, so that there's always this reference to the earth being the four corners of the earth, yeah? Talk to me quickly about that.
Well, I think it's just in our psyche there is this terminology of the cube, like the square, you know, the symbology of the square. It's built into us. We know that it's based on this. You must remember that memory, the things that we know are not things that we are discovering. Everything that we have, we are re-remembering.
Yeah.
It's an awakening to stuff we already know, all right, because it's all inside of us. But it's been suppressed.
It's the awareness of what lives deep in our subconscious is what you're basically saying.
Yes.
Hence the word remember.
Yes. Those in the cube are asleep, and we are in the process of waking up. And it is this waking up that brings revelation to the fact that we are in a cube.
The awakening. Raffaello is in Pretoria. Hi, Raffaello.
How are you, brother Oaks?
Hey, my bro, how's it going, man? What do you think of this stuff, bro?
I'm to your guest as well.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
While I do believe that there are secret societies and an elite that steers an agenda for the world, I believe that this conversation is part of that, and it's a complete insult to the intelligence of the listeners here to be able to believe all of these mixed metaphors, mixed imageries, stuff about cubes, triangles which don't occur in nature, and then to add revelations, the beasts, and all the rest of the stuff, UFOs, etc., etc., for which there's been no proof, and nothing tangible that we can speak about, and that all of these things, besides the bits about the secret societies, exist only in the imaginations of people who have somewhat loosened or deranged minds.
So for you, this is BS?
Pardon?
For you, this is a whole bunch of BS?
Well, except for the part of where we get to the Illuminati, where we have the symbolism in movies and films, the entire mixture and the narrative is just drawing from some sucked elements and stringing them together so that it ends up being not just BS, but complete insult to the intelligence, I repeat myself, of the listeners here on this radio station. We are not fools enough to be able to fall for these kinds of distractions from the real life. I really find it insulting, truly.
You called in, though, Rafaelo. You could have switched off, eh?
No. I could have done that, yep. But I had to have my say, and so now I've said my say. So
that's
everyone else
wonderful. Can Absolutely. Bunch of BS from Rafaelo.
Yes. It's important to understand that there are those who take the blue pill and the red pill, like in the Matrix.
Yes.
People that take the blue pill are quite happy to live in the Matrix and go on with their normal life, you know, and live out their existence. But there are those individuals who have an awakening and who dare to take the red pill. But those individuals are few and far between. And what we are talking about this evening is aimed at red pill listeners, not blue pill listeners.
Okay, Martin is in Joburg. Martin?
Aubrey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm very good. Go for it.
Super duper. So, just a question. A couple of months back, we had a conversation about, you know, the people, the credo mortuos of this world, and the people who have the
credo mortua.
You know, the have the ability to see and communicate and interpret things that are, you know, that are in front of us that we can't see.
Mm.
Right. So my question is the Rothschilds, so these super families or these elite families, right, are predominantly European. Do we have any African or truly African?
We had a conversation the other day about the existence of a Cosa Nostra, my bror. I'm being silly, naughty.
Do we have truly African families in that same spectrum? Do we have Asian families? Do we have Chinese?
Very good question. Martin, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to ask Ian to answer that question for us, because I think it's a very relevant conversation, based on the conversation we're having here. Do we have any Illuminati families here in South Africa who are perhaps African?
Well, I believe they are.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because the elite that rule the world, we have to think globally. It is covering the whole world. The system of operation, and therefore I believe all cultures are involved in this. I cannot specifically think of one.
You were going to say Motsepe? Are you going to say Motsepe?
No.
Are you going to say Ramaphosa? All right, Eddie is in Alberton. Hi, Eddie.
Hello there, Aubrey.
Yeah, what's happening, Eddie?
Aubrey, I know how you feel about science, and you say that
you do?
Sometimes there's some things where you don't always have proof, but you should believe something. And I feel a little bit like this in this case. In other words, I like to keep an open mind. I don't quite go along with what your guest Ian is saying, but at the same time, I also think I don't have proof to be able to counter what he is saying. And I was thinking about how powerful NLP is. You've got some ideas about NLP. You've certainly delved into it with Sandy Beckett. He used a little bit of it. And you know how powerful that is. And NLP connects to the subconscious. And the subconscious is triggered by symbols. And so it sounds relevant. It sounds understandable that the symbols are the things that communicate through to us. You know, words are good for ideas. But symbols encompass much larger concepts. And so it sounds plausible. It sounds something that I could understand, that symbols are the way to go. If you look
symbols are hidden in plain sight all over the place.
Yeah.
Masonic symbols, all sorts of symbols. And so I sort of think that, you know, I'll keep an open mind as far as all this. You know, a lot of guests have phoned up and, I mean, listeners have phoned up and said, no, they think this is all rubbish. I'll say, well, I'm not quite sure about it, but I can't counter it, so I'll keep an open mind.
Eddie in Alberton, thanks very much for your call. Much appreciated. All right. Your final words, man.
Yes. Very important, I want to say, is the power of money. The control of the flow of money is one of the ways that the elite controls the world. It is believed that the super rich, the 10% on the top, own 90% of the world's wealth. Just think of that for a moment. The 10% own 90% of the world's wealth. In other words, the 90%, us the masses, only own 10% of the world's wealth. The people who really have the power are the ones who control the money. It does not matter how strong your country is or how many laws you have. The people who control your money are the people who control your country. And that's true for South Africa as well.
I've got to let you, I've got to stop now. How do people get in touch with you, Ian?
Well, you could contact me on my cell number, which I gave out, 083-880-2378. And our website is truthseekers.joburg.
All right. Ian Dobson of Truth Seekers. That was very, very interesting. Thank you very much for coming through.